Time to delve into your mind, your love, your relationships in a completely non-personal and totally professional way, I promise. Tara Whitewood is relationship coach from The Sugar Doctor, our regular guest, here to talk this morning about jealousy and toxic relationships. Good morning.
Good morning, Kaya.
This is a big one. I feel like this is a big issue, no matter how old you are, and is beyond just like love, right? There can be jealousy in friendship, in work colleague circles, in everything.
Yeah. You see it a lot, and it's a sign of something else happening, I think. Mm. Yeah, but I mean, we can unpack that a little bit as we go, right? It's I think a lot of people see jealousy as being a problem.
Yeah,
where I see it as maybe just being a flag.
So, because I've heard people say, well, jealousy is nice. It means they care about you. It means that they care what you're doing. And I feel like that's a bit problematic.
Yeah, I think that's a bit problematic as well. To me, jealousy is a sign that there's something else going on that needs to be addressed. I don't think it's problematic in itself. It's a feeling that, from time to time, we probably all feel a little bit of, I wish I could have some of that too.
Which is normal, right?
Totally normal.
That feeling is normal. It's totally when it normal. Gets to a different level. Like, when does that feeling become problematic?
Right. And it's how you manage it as well when you're having that feeling. Oh, I wish I could have a bit more of that. Oh, okay, I'm noticing that I wish I could have a bit more of that. How am I going to get a bit more of whatever that is, whether it's, a job or money or friends or whatever the thing is that's flagging that for you?
Yeah.
It becomes problematic when it becomes a problem.
Wow.
Yeah,
super specific.
You never could have
worked that out. So let's drill into that a little bit deeper. What are some of, you're saying that jealousy is almost like a symptom of other things. What are the other things that might lead to that becoming a problem?
So in terms of if we want to expand it to look at a toxic relationship or sort of toxic responses, I guess I'd rather, we're talking about toxic relationships. I think it's more about the behaviour and the actions. So sort of separating that from an entire relationship, which can be both toxic and healthy in different ways. There are other things that kind of might indicate, like a lack of respect. It might mean that there's some self-esteem things going on. It could mean that there's trust issues happening in the relationship. Because, sometimes that sense of jealousy is really being quite deliberately triggered by someone's partner who is, behaving in a way that isn't particularly trustworthy or consistent with being trustworthy. Mm. So that can be a manipulative behaviour that people employ to keep their partner on their toes, right?
Yeah.
So that's quite a toxic thing to do. The unpredictability of people and all of those things can kind of play into that toxic environment, I think.
When do we know that jealousy has reached a point, especially when it's for our relationship, that needs to be addressed? Because it can be hard when you're inside it, right?
Mm. I guess it's something that you need to be able to measure for yourself. So we all have this internal compass that tells us whether we're okay or not, and whether the thoughts are repeating enough and whether they're making us feel unwell. I guess when it gets to the point where you're not trusting your partner, then there's a problem. Mm. And you need to address that. And if it's at the point where you're really finding, this is happening on a daily or a weekly or a really regular basis, I'm having this jealousy and envy is kind of overshadowing my relationships with people, then I think that's something that's worthy of being addressed. And it might just be having a conversation with a friend or a mentor or a therapist and saying, hey, look, this is really getting in my way of feeling like I can truly connect with people.
Mm. Because how does jealousy show itself? Is it through fighting? Is it through, when there's an issue there, is it through disagreements and arguments and yelling matches, or is it in a different way?
It can be on a whole spectrum. It can be some people just go completely internal and shut down, become passive aggressive. Some people are quite screamy and shouty about that. Some people punish their partners. So that's something that you often see in a really toxic or abusive relationship, is that the jealousy plays out not through being articulate or verbal about it, but that partner is punished with the silent treatment or some kind of action that lets you know, I'm not happy about what you just did. I don't feel comfortable with that.
It's such a cycle, right? It's such an awful cycle to get stuck in, because it doesn't go anywhere. It just loops.
It is. And I call that the drama cycle. So the drama cycle is this cycle where you have someone who's the victim, which is often the person who's feeling jealous, someone who's the aggressor, who is the person who's doing the thing to them, and then someone who plays the role of the rescuer who comes in. It might be, it could be a friend, it could be a family member, and it could also be one of those other people. So you change roles, So I might be jealous of you, Kyra, and so I'm the I am a little bit. You're pretty amazing. but then, we might have this sort of conversation where I'm jealous of you, but then I say, oh, but it's okay, I'm rescuing that situation in that sense.
Yeah.
And that drama cycle is really a toxic relationship cycle where no one has any real autonomy or any agency in that cycle.
Is it about owning it? Is it about, saying, Tara, I felt a little bit jealous when you were talking to that person. I'm not quite sure what's going on, but can we try to nut this out together? Like, I don't want to feel that way. I don't want it to lead to tensions. That's why I got a bit cranky in the car on the way home. Is that the best way to try to hit on the head early?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. And it depends on the environment in your relationship. If you have an environment where you feel fear or shame or like your input is not welcome, then that's an abusive relationship and that's a difficult conversation to have.
Yeah.
If you're in a relationship where you just like you are able to bring that to your partner and say, hey, that felt kind of weird. Can we work this out? Can we talk through this? Then that's a really, really valuable thing to do. I mean, it really depends on the context. So I can think of a former phenomenally toxic relationship I was in where I was super jealous of this one particular friend that my partner had, but he would go and stay with her and I had never met her. So for years, he would go and stay with her and they'd go out and do things and I had never met her. And every time I said, hey, I'd feel heaps more comfortable about this if
I was part of the friendship,
even if we could all go out for dinner and I could meet her and then I'd know who this person was. I didn't think, I still don't think that that's a great situation to put your partner in. But then also on the sort of other end of the scale, I had a friend who was telling me recently that he wanted to spend time with some female friends and some female friends that he'd met through business and through other sort of contexts, and that his partner felt quite uncomfortable about that. And I think there's a time where you just need to say, you know what, like we're adults, and if we don't have that
trust,
fundamental trust that you can be with someone else having coffee or food or going out or whatever it is, then that's in itself a big issue in our relationship.
Because relationships outside of a relationship, friendships outside of like away from your partner that are, maybe yours or that are a little bit closer or that, that's important.
Yeah, hugely important.
Keeps you so sane.
they say it takes a village to raise a child, but I always think it takes a village to be a human. And if we don't have those networks of support and friendship, then we're in a position where we're alone in the world, and if something happens, if something were to happen, you don't have that support network, and it's so important.
You are listening to ABC Newcastle on this Monday morning. Good morning to you. It's 9 minutes to 10 here on Mornings. My name's Kaya Hanley. My guest is Tara Whitewood, relationship coach from The Sugar Doctor. We're talking jealousy and toxic relationships. What makes it hard to sometimes walk away from this when you've reached that point, you've maybe tried all you can do, your friends and family are saying, you've got to go.
Yeah.
What are the really hard challenges to overcome to actually make that physical decision to leave?
I think one of the biggest challenges is that very rarely is someone a bad person. So we kind of need to hold these two ideas simultaneously, that we extend the most generous interpretation to that person, that they're doing their very best. But many people have had poor role models. They have poor skills. They don't know how to manage emotion. They don't know how to manage relationships. And the result of that is that their behavior can be really toxic and really triggering. Mm. And simultaneously, that doesn't mean that they're a bad person. And also the other idea that I want you to hold is that my wellness, that all of everyone's personal wellness is paramount. So when it comes to the point where, you love this person, but their behavior and their actions is toxic and it's leading to your wellness or is detrimental to your wellness, then that's the point when you really need to be thinking either we need to go and get help now as individuals is a really good way to start, I think.
So work on yourself.
Yeah.
Before you attempt to work on.
Go to some kind of therapist or have some kind of conversation where you can really get not only a different perspective on maybe what's happening, because sometimes it's hard to kind of really see when you're in it, but also to develop your own tools and skills to navigate that better. The other thing that I really like about starting with separate therapy is particularly for people who are in an abusive relationship and may not realise the extent of it, that that's a much safer way to navigate that. Sometimes being in a, you know, being in a therapy session together can be, can make things a lot worse. So to begin,
when you then leave, yeah.
Yeah, to, you know, it can really escalate the manipulation and the violence and the abuse. So if you think that you might be in that category, then a suggestion of, hey, you know, I don't think that we're doing this as well as we could. Maybe we could both go and see someone and see if we can navigate that in that way would be really helpful.
What else do we need to remember in this space?
Just to get, I think to get really clear on what your own personal triggers are, to notice, you know, I like to go back to physiology. So notice what's happening in your body. So notice when you see that thing happening, how are you feeling? Are you feeling, you know, is your chest tight? Is your throat tight? Is your heart rate increasing? Mm. Is your, you know, are your you
stomach
shutting
drop,
down? Yeah, is your stomach drop? Like notice that physiology and then go, huh, okay, that thing's happening. What's behind that? I think talking to a really good friend is a great way to kind of bounce that off as well, to be able to say, hey, am I overreacting here a little
someone
bit?
Someone who loves you but is honest, right?
Yeah, right. I often call my bestie and say, hey, am I a bit out of line here? Am I overreacting? She'll be like, yeah,
yes.
Totally.
Sit back down. Yeah.
Calm the farm, you know, sit back, approach it in a different way. But I think when it's something that's happening consistently and with a great deal of intensity and perhaps that escalates, you know, it's not being resolved, it's continually being escalated, then, you know, you might just need to go and do something about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a, you know, really big, jealousy is such a little word, but it encompasses such a huge sphere when it comes to our relationships. I really appreciate you delving into it today.
My pleasure, Kai.
That is Tara Whitewood, our regular guest here on a Monday, and relationship coach at The Sugar Doctor.